4. Sinterklaas Eve. Dink Meeker watched as Ender Wiggin came through the door into Rat Army's barracks. As usual, Rosen was near the entrance, and he immediately launched into his "I rose de nose, Jew boy extraordinaire" routine. It was how Rosen wrapped himself in the military reputation of Israel, even though Rosen wasn't Israeli, and he also wasn't a particularly good commander. Not a bad one, either. Rat Army was in second place in the standings. But how much of that was Rosen, and how much was the fact that Rosen relied so heavily on Dink's tune, which Dink had trained? Dink was the better commander, and he knew it. He had been offered Rat Army, and Rosen only got it when Dink turned down the promotion. Nobody knew that, of course, but Dink and Colonel Graf and whatever other teachers might have known. There was no reason to tell it. It would only weaken Rosen and also make Dink look like a braggart or a fool, depending on whether people believed his claim. So he made no claim. This was Rosen's show. Let him write the script. "That's the great Ender Wiggin?" asked Flip. His name was short for Philippus, and like Dink, he was Dutch. He was also very young and had yet to do anything impressive. It had to gall a young kid like Flip that Ender Wiggin had been placed into the battle room early and then rose to the very top of the standings almost instantly. "I told you," said Dink. "He's number one because his commander wouldn't let him shoot his weapon. So when he finally did it, disobeying his commander, I might add, he got this incredible kill ratio. It's a fluke of how they keep the stats."
"Kuzo," said Flip, "if Ender's such a big nothing, why did you go out of your way to get him in your tune?"
So somebody had overheard Dink ask Rosen to assign Ender to his tune, and word had spread.
"Because I needed somebody smaller than you," said Dink. "And you've been watching him. I've seen you watching him."
It was easy to forget sometimes that every kid in this place was brilliant, observant, clear memory, and sharp analytical skills, even the ones who were still too timid to have done much of anything. Not a good place for doing anything surreptitious.
"Eh," said Dink, "I think he's got something." "What's he got that I don't got?"
"Command of English grammar," said Dink.
"Everybody talks like that," said Flip.
"Everybody's a sheep," said Dink. "I'm getting out of here." Moments later, Dink pushed past Rosen and Ender and left the room. He didn't want to talk to Ender right away, because this genius kid probably remembered the first time they met. In a bathroom right after Ender was put in Salamander Army's uniform, his first day in the game. Dink had seen how small he was and said something like, "He's so small he could walk between my legs without touching my balls." It didn't mean anything, and one of his friends had immediately said, "'Cause you got none, Dink, that's why." So it's not like Dink had scored any points. But it was a stupid thing to say, which was fine. You could be stupid around new kids. Except it had been Ender Wiggin, and Dink now knew that this kid was something else, someone important, and he deserved better. Dink wanted to be the guy who knew right away what Ender Wiggin was. Instead, he'd been the idiot who made a stupid joke about how short Ender was. Short? Ender was small because he was young. It was a mark of brilliance to be brought to battle school a year younger than other kids. And then he was advanced to Salamander Army while all the rest of his launch group were still in basic. So he was really underage, and therefore small. So what kind of idiot would mock the kid for being smarter than anybody else? "Oh, suck it up, Ume," he told himself. "What does it matter what Wiggin thinks of you? Your job is to train him, to make up for the weeks he wasted in Bonzo Madrid's stupid Salamander Army and help this kid become what he's supposed to become." Not that Wiggin had really wasted the time. The kid had been running practice sessions for launchees and other rejects during free time, and Dink had come and watched. Wiggin was doing new things, moves that Dink had never seen before. They had possibilities. So Dink was going to use those techniques in his tune. Give Wiggin a chance to see his ideas played out in combat in the battle room. "I'm not Bonzo. I'm not Rosen. Having a soldier under me who's better than I am, smarter, more inventive, doesn't threaten me. I learn from everybody. I help everybody.
It's about the only way I can be rebellious in this place. They chose us for our ambition, and they prod us to be competitive, so I don't compete. I cooperate.